Wade Bates on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam over at the high school, because important event here today as we bring in football coach Brock Lindy. Safety is always a big thing when it comes to football and doing things to, you know, make the game safer. And Guardian helmets have been something that has kind of been high on the radar over the last few years. And thanks to the Beaver Dam Community Hospital Foundation, Inc., the Beaver Dam football program has benefited from their generosity.
Yeah, we were able to secure a grant through the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association last year to obtain 50 Guardian caps, and obviously they've gained in popularity since the NFL's mandated them. Any way that we can try to reduce concussion symptoms, CTE potential, just to make the game safer for our kids so that families feel comfortable sending their kids into our program, we're going to pounce on any safety equipment or protocol that we can find. We were fortunate enough to obtain another grant this year through the community hospital, and are just over the moon with their financial support for our efforts to keep the game safe for our community and our players.
If somebody's not familiar, explain what a Guardian cap is.
So we kind of describe it as a little pillow that goes over the top of the of their helmets and attaches securely. And what it does is it deflects a lot of the impact force driven from helmet-to-helmet contact, helmet-to-shoulder pad contact. And it's proven over the last couple years of some pretty high significant stakes testing to significantly reduce concussion forces, and then as a result seeks to minimize concussion symptoms and potential risk for injury.
So when you look at it, obviously numbers are growing, and last year you were able to get some Guardian caps. This year you're getting more, and it's just one of those things. How have the kids taken to it? When you first told the kids, you know, hey, we have Guardian caps, you're wearing them, what was the feedback?
I think what we were originally nervous about is that all of a sudden your tackling technique and form will be sacrificed since they feel more confident with the protective equipment. So really it was about continuing to teach good, proper tackling technique and utilizing other implements that we have to keep the game safe. The kids didn't really express anything one way or another, other than the fact that I think now that we see them in the NFL and we see college teams wearing them and we've seen some high school teams put them on, I think our kids realize that we're taking their health and safety as a top priority. And I think there's a lot of appreciation that we're doing everything we can. And we've been really fortunate that we've had outside sources be able to contribute to this effort.
And we were talking, too, before this, not only does, talk about concussion prevention and things like that, but also maybe finding that when it comes to those hot, training camp type days, the Guardian caps are sometimes maybe help you stay cooler a little bit.
Yeah, they're supposed to have some UV protection, keep the head a little bit cooler. I told the kids don't count on not sweating or anything with them. We're still working hard in some hot days, but I think the reception's been really good. We just take them off before games then. It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here, since the NFL just cleared the use of Guardian caps for games. So, as people tune into Sunday games this year, they might see some players with a little bit different look, since they'll have to figure out how to do the logos and things like that on the Guardian caps themselves. But again, I think any way to keep the game safe and to keep our players as safe as possible is stuff that we're looking to spend our money on and looking to try to find other people to help us support those efforts financially.
Can you kind of talk a little bit more about the Beaver Dam Community Hospital Foundation, Inc., and their support of not only Beaver Dam football but youth in general by, generously being involved in this project?
Yeah, they've been tremendous throughout this process, and I know they help a lot of other efforts in our community, so can't thank them enough for their contributions and their willingness to help support the youth and really just to keep this community as safe and as healthy as possible by making things safe.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate the time.
You got it, Wade. Go Beavers.
And if you're looking to get a look at what the Guardian caps look like, you can find a photo on the sports tab at dailydodge.com. I am Wade Bates on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.